Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Darlene Forage, Project Director of SHINE, Serving Health Insurance Needs of Elders. It's a volunteer program of the Aging and Disability Resource Center that helps seniors with health insurance counseling, including Medicare, Medicaid, and prescription assistance. Darlene, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much, Drew. Thank you for having me here today.
How daunting is it for someone going from a private or workplace insurance plan into Medicare?
It's very daunting. There's a lot of different avenues and a lot of different things they need to know. And so that's why we do Medicare 101 presentations in each of the counties we serve to try to help seniors and the disabled become more informed on what their choices are and their options and make it easier for them.
For most people who aren't disabled, Medicare begins at age 65. When do you suggest they start preparing for this transition?
I actually suggested in their 64th year, like attending a Medicare 101 presentation. There's a lot of great handouts on the Medicare.gov site, but they should be researching in their 64th year because the best time to enroll for a new enrollee coming into the Medicare world is 3 months prior to their birth month. So they should be very educated before that first 3 months before their birthday.
And give us an overview of some of the things that people have to decide.
Well, the first thing they have to decide is how do they want their benefits? How do they want to receive them? Do they want to work with Original Medicare, or do they want to work with an Advantage plan? Do they want to be their health care managed by a private insurance company? Do they have a retirement plan? Are they still going to work? Do they want to still use their employer group health plan if they're going to go back part-time, or are they a veteran? Medicare is usually the primary payer when you retire. And so any other additional insurance you have will be your secondary payer. So there's just a lot of different avenues, and there's just so much that they need to know. But primarily, they need to know whether they want Original Medicare or they want Part C, which is the Advantage plans.
This does sound daunting, something you maybe would not or should not try on your own.
If you're savvy enough, I mean, if you go to a Medicare 101 site and get a presentation, at least get the, you know, what A, B, C, and D, what is Medicare and all the ins and outs of it, and then we show you the site that we actually use to counsel, and you're savvy enough on the computer, then you can navigate that on your own. But if you find that daunting or, you know, intimidating, then generally we would encourage you to come to us and let us help you because we can narrow that the choices down. We can talk to you and give you an idea of what you want. We listen to you and see what you want. Then we help you achieve that goal by doing most of the legwork for you. It's not a one-time decision. If you're on the Original Medicare, usually you're going to have Original Medicare, a supplement plan, and a Part D plan for your prescription drugs. Original and your supplemental aren't going to change too much over time, but your Part D plan is going to change every year. So we would hope to see you every year, or at least you should be reviewing your plan every year before you choose to stay with that plan or decide that you need something more. Someone with a Part C, an HMO, or a PPO should be reviewing their plan from year to year because changes do happen from year to year more often.
I'm speaking today with Darlene Forage, the Project Director of SHINE, which helps elders and disabled people get the health insurance they need. When someone calls seeking health insurance advice, take us through the process briefly. What will actually happen when they first talk to a counselor?
So they'll call the elder helpline and get an appointment. The appointment will be in an increment of an hour, either over the phone or face-to-face at one of our counseling sites. And they'll sit with the counselor and talk about the issue, whatever issue it may be. It might be that they're new to Medicare and they need to pick a plan. So we'll do a plan comparison. If they're looking for a prescription plan, we'll do a plan comparison. If they're looking for a supplement plan, we'll explain what they are, the different types, and then how much they can expect to pay. If they're having a billing error, if they're having grievance issues, we have direct communications with Medicare themselves, so we can always call them and find out any information or get assistance if needed.
Is there a fee for your services?
It's completely funded by Medicare, so no, there's no fee at all. It's completely free.
I've been speaking today with Darlene Forage, Project Director of SHINE. We'll have contact information for SHINE as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Darlene, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.